20 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The White House is defending the downings of three more unidentified objects over the last few days, but still has no idea what they are. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
These three events, each of them presented a risk to safety of flight. And we don't know if they were actually collecting intelligence, but because of the route that they took, out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure that we have the ability to examine what these things are.
Crews are working to recover their remnants. The president has fired a high-ranking and controversial Washington official, the architect of the U.S. Capitol. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Brett Blanton was taking heat from both parties. Internal inspectors at the architect of the Capitol's office accused Blanton of misusing his taxpayer-funded $40,000 vehicle, taking it on vacations to a winery, letting his wife and teenage daughter drive it. And he was under scrutiny for choosing to work from home on January 6, 2021.
Two jurors and the clerk of court have tested positive for COVID in the middle of the double murder trial of disgraced attorney Alex Murdoch in South Carolina. For now, a judge has decided to keep that trial going. They'll be tested again on Wednesday. Thousands are still unaccounted for in Turkey and Syria as survivors in the region try to figure out what's next. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Turkey.
You know, I know Turkey reasonably well. I've spent a lot of time in this area, particularly in areas like Gaziantep, also badly devastated. And to see it now in this state, just in ruins, is heartbreaking and just almost impossible to describe just how horrible it is for the people who have survived. They are stunned, they are traumatized, but they are also angry.
Millions are homeless and aid isn't reaching them fast enough. The CDC says teen girls are dealing with more mental health challenges.
Nearly 3 in 5 teenage girls say they feel constantly sad or hopeless. In addition, the CDC's Kathleen Ethier says the report also found that nearly 1 in 5 teen girls had experienced sexual violence in the past year.
14% of teen girls had been physically forced to have sex when they did not want to.
And 30% said they had seriously considered suicide. That's up by nearly 60% over the past 10 years. The CDC report calling for more programs in school, like sex education, to address the ongoing and growing mental health crisis. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Looking for love is easier in some cities. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Save room for my love. There are 5 top cities for dating, says Eventbrite.com's Sarah Bigham.
Boston is number 1, followed by New York, Philadelphia, Denver, and Seattle.
As for why,
they're great places because people are searching for events to do and how and where to meet new people.
The worst city to gamble on love? Las Vegas. This is CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
People are still talking about all those.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Village of Buren Board of Trustees is holding their public meeting today, February 13th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Municipal Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, February 14th. The Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board meeting will take place at 8 a.m. at the East Terminal Upper Level in Mosinee. The Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30 a.m. at the courthouse in the County Boardroom. The Jail Construction Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will meet at 2 p.m. in the conference room at City Hall, followed by the Finance and Property Committee at 4 p.m. In Portage County, the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the Solid Waste Committee meeting will take place from 4 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 30. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Cloudy skies. About an inch.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier, happy hour. Dom, we made it all the way to the weekend, buddy.
Good job, Crudy. Good to be with you, man.
That is, you know, each and every week, if I make it all the way to the weekend, I like to celebrate on Friday night.
Hell, with I you. Start Thursday, because I can make it through a Friday, man. Party starts Thursday.
Well, okay, but we're here on Friday, so can we celebrate today as well?
Sure, sort of course.
Sort of make it a two-day affair. 844-967-2789. Airing of the grievances. Welcome. Hell, it's encouraged. Lightly screened by Ebone, if he's paying attention. But he's paying attention. I'm teasing. Here is my grievance, Dom. These freaking spy balloons, man. They're everywhere. The headline? Breaking headline. Fighter jet shoots down object over U.S. waters. This apparently another spy balloon, Tom, over Alaska. The object, which was about the size of a small car. And I read that, a small car. Like, we measure things and... You know, is that like a small midsize or like a smart car? Because a smart car?
Right, you're renting a car. Is that the small car?
You know,
yes, it's a small car, man. A small car. Less than 6,000 pounds.
Smaller than a Pinto.
Yeah.
The object, which was about the size of a small car, was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet over Alaska.
Oof. Too close for comfort, man.
What did Sarah Palin used to say, when those fighter jets, well, she didn't speak Western, but she said something. And when those fighter jets come ducking in over Alaska, that's pooty poot. And I could see them from my house. Do you think Sarah Palin spotted this balloon from her house? Do you think she was trying to shoot it down, Dom?
It's entirely possible.
I know over on Fox News they're going to lose their mind about this, Tom. Joe probably should have known about this and shot it down before it even took off the ground.
Washington Post reporting on this as well. Apparently, President Biden directed this strike. Pardon me. The Pentagon recommended downing the object because it was soaring at about 40,000 feet, potentially threatening civilian air traffic. It was taken down over frozen territorial waters off the coast of northeastern Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle. We're still trying to learn more from it, Kirby said. I want to stress again, we don't know what the entity, entity owns this object. There's no indication it's from a nation or an institution or an individual. Whether the object was capable of surveillance, Kirby said the United States has not ruled anything in or out. Biden was first notified of the object on Thursday night after fighter aircraft were dispatched to observe it more closely. Its speed and small size, coupled with the nighttime darkness, left military commanders with few easy options upon initial intercept. Fighter aircraft were dispatched again on Friday when it was determined the craft did not have a pilot on board. They worked really hard to try to get as much information as they could about this object, Kirby said. It was difficult for the pilots to glean a whole lot of information. A shootdown carried out by a pair of F-22 Raptors launched from Anchorage.
Do you think the pilot's call sign was Maverick?
Maverick. Goose. So another one shot down. Kirby, final thought here. We are going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States. As I said earlier, the president takes his obligations to protect our national security interest and those of us in the safety and security of the American people is paramount. And he's always going to decide and act in a way that is commensurate with that duty.
You said duty.
So another object shot down. Number one, I did see some reporting about some previous, you don't call them UFOs anymore. They're unidentified aerial phenomena. So totally different.
I'm calling them Chinese spy balloons.
That was so, back in the day, but now it's, all official. It's unidentified aerial phenomena. That maybe they have, in the past, one of these balloons, or more than one, were misidentified as this unidentified aerial phenomena. Now this thing shot down the size of a car. We'll have to wait and see. But a couple of thoughts. Number one, if this is from China again, after the first four, or how many, who knows how many they're letting up and out there, right? We don't know over the course of how many years this has been going on. So what happens to the relationship? I did see some headlines about, the calls, the direct line between U.S. and China is going unanswered. It's just ringing.
Man, you're acting like we just caught China cheating on us on the Ring doorbell or something. China's been getting away with it up until now, but now that we know that China's cheating on us, now we're quite hurt about it. Well, come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. How much effort, thought, energy am I supposed to put into spy balloons? My understanding is we do know they were spy balloons. We know that they were trying to track communications. But,
spy balloons, spy planes, spy satellites. Yes, the nations use spying techniques on their friends and adversaries alike.
If I learned nothing else from the Trump administration, encryption apps.
Yeah.
Encryption
WhatsApp? Apps.
That's not the one I use, but...
Oh, that's not the one?
844-967-2789. I would tell you which encryption app I was on, but you don't need to know. I'm not sending you those messages.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim from Whitefish Bay, right down the road from Dom.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Hey, from the neighborhood, and I'm looking out over the east, over Lake Michigan. I don't see anything yet, so... I'll report back later.
You stay vigilant, Jim. If you see those balloons, you call us right back, man.
It's a clear, beautiful sky.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I just want to be another cheerleader for civic media and state expansion. I just think that's such a wonderful thing, man. It's just so many progressives hiding out in the woods. And, there's that old business adage, don't complain, just do something. And you guys are doing it. It's the voice of reason going out over the airwaves. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate you call us the voice of reason. I like to think of us as the devil's advocates. So maybe one voice of reason and Dom.
Depends on the day. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, man. Certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hello, Dick.
Hi, guys. CJ, you know, this nonsense that he spews all the time. George W. Bush in 08 runs the country into the totally into the ditch. And then Obama has to clean up everything. But Trump, 25% of the debt in 4 years, you did this? And this clown sits there and talks about they are the fiscal conservatives. I just don't. Where does this happen that somebody could be so misled?
But Dick, let's not heap it all upon the direct actions of the Trump administration. A little bit of credit I will give them in this regard. During the pandemic, the rapidness with which they moved money out into small businesses with the PPP loans. Now, obviously, a lot of corruption happened.
A lot of fraud, sure.
But I don't think the fraud was being perpetrated on the government level. I think it was being perpetrated by individual bad actors, many of whom are being caught and prosecuted.
Like Robin Voss, you mean?
Well, I'm not alleging there was anything wrong with the loan. Understand, the first round of PPP, you really didn't have to prove you needed it. Just, you know,
true.
Man, the world's coming apart.
I get that.
They were just trying to keep people on
goodness.
Payrolls. But that helped balloon that debt. A pandemic helped balloon that debt. We kept our economy from crashing. And some of that help happened under Trump. There were bipartisan plans. And then it was the Democrats that picked up that mantle when Joe Biden moved into office without the support of Republicans. But it racked up a lot of debt, dude. We shut down our whole economy.
Well, but on the other side, guys, had we not done that at all, we would have went into a total free fall collapse, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, Dick. Just like I wasn't.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't
so
pissed
what were you
gonna in 07, 08 when
we watch it collapse.
No, I'm not suggesting we should have. I actually, if you heard me, Dick, I was commending the Trump administration in that regard for starting the ball rolling on some of the small business relief. But I didn't take any great issue under Obama when we propped up General Motors. I did take some issue when we propped up the mortgage industry, the mortgage-backed securities, the Lehman Brothers. When that happened, they jammed billions and billions of dollars. The U.S. government forced some lenders to take liquidity. Take money. We are giving you money. What? Yeah, take money. Well, of course, what do? You take money. And we haven't quite unwound from some of those policies yet.
No, when we were talking about the socialist conversation that the Republicans were discussing in their House committees last week, I brought up some of that debt still outstanding from those banks that still owe the American people, the government, billions and billions of dollars. And yet, and again, going to this very issue, I mean, this, yes, it did add to the deficit, no doubt. And did it save the economy? Yeah, probably. But that's the reaction of socialism, isn't it? That's the government printing dollars to do that. It's exactly what they claim they're against. But under their administration, they engaged in that process, rightfully so, and ballooned the debt. You know, how are you going to avoid that? But now not taking any responsibility whatsoever for any of that, just moving along? Come on.
Don't worry, Dom. We'll make it all up on Foxconn. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday to us all.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there next at 844-967-2789. Let's get to Portland, Oregon. PT, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good.
Hey, good, good. So I have a grievance of confusion, I guess. You know, with Darrell and Kelly, it sounds like, Crute, you think Kelly is the worst candidate.
Yes.
Is that right?
Let me not confuse you. I think Dan Kelly is a horrible candidate, and therefore I support him to be the conservative's choice on February 21st. Why do I think he sucks, even after- PT? Because he was already, even with the incumbency of a Scott Walker appointment and getting on the court prior, I mean, he had a four-year warm-up. Incumbents always win, unless they're contemptuous bastards like Dan Kelly. Guy got smoked in a spring election by 163,000 votes. Hagedorn won his seat by 5,600.
But you saw the Oppo on... so you're basing it on history. But
I've met the man.
On Darryl?
I've met the man, PT. I've met the man.
Yeah, yeah.
To know right. him is well, to find him contemptuous and not want to vote for the guy.
So I have a little saying for you. You can take PT out of Wisconsin, but you can't take Devil Radio out of PT.
Because nice.
I am tuned into dialing up your radio station around, I think, 2 o'clock. Is that? Yeah, 2 o'clock here.
Pacific time, yeah baby. So, 2 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
Leftist coast.
And your app is working swell. Really, really nice. You know, it used to be you have a few kinks in it. No more. It's beautiful. So I really enjoy that. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. All right?
Thanks, PT. Appreciate you too, man.
The kind words. Now we save all the kinky for the host. And I love when people listen to us on the Civic Media app, Dom, you know, because I can kind of sort of keep tabs on them. I am keeping tabs on our audience.
It's kind of right creepy, man.
Sort of reverse stalkerish, you know, not like specifically. But when you know you got a guy like PT listening in Portland, right? There's a dot on Portland right now. I can look. So first and foremost, shout out to Victoria, Australia.
All right.
Our most distant listener. Someone's been listening for like 90 minutes or more. Great radio. They've enjoyed. And then I saw someone in Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm unfamiliar with that part of Wisconsin. We're from Wisconsin. We originate here. And I don't know every small town. But I start dialing in on this little dot, and I see red granite, and I keep dialing in, and I'm a little concerned, and I'd like to shout out to whoever's listening to us in the bottom of the red granite quarry off Highway 21. I feel like we should send help. Like someone was like out for a jog, or, you know, more likely with our audience, you know, maybe walking the dog or something. Dog starts chasing a rabbit. Next thing you know, one of our fans is in the bottom of the red granite quarry right now, Dom. If that is you and you're doing okay, please call us. Otherwise, local authorities in the Red Granite, Wisconsin area, check on our friend at the quarry. The rest of you, 844-967-2789. We got friends everywhere, Don. Like to think.
All over the place.
Let's go back to the phones. Why does CJ keep calling us then? I just stumped CJ. Cleared off the line. The guy's wasted my phone lines. Let's go to Terry from Columbia Heights, Minnesota, perhaps listening on 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota, KTNF.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there, Don. And I want to tell you something. I listen to you guys religiously every day. This is the one show that I have to listen to every day. And I just got one question to ask. Could you tell me, is CJ's initials, do they stand for cranky jerk?
It's Clay something, but yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
could
there's be. Also we could come up with all sorts of things that stands for Terry. That some of them may not be appropriate for the airwaves.
It's like he gets himself worked up into a lather for radio's sake, you know? Because you meet the guy and he's not so bad. He's not so bad.
Well, every time I listen to him, and you know, if he had an argument that was intelligent, it'd be something. But every time I listen to him, he just. I mean, there's just nothing there. Terry, you guys shoot him down every time.
Well, Terry, he might be getting paid by, like, the local Republican Party. So, like, he comes and he stirs up our conversation, pulls us away from something more important. And then every time the next caller says CJ, I think he gets, like, a quarter in his tip. Well,
you know, that makes a lot of sense. So, see, that's why I listen to you guys. You can clear things up for me right away, see?
Well, whatever his motive, Terry, it's pretty low rent.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job, and like I said, I have to listen to you every day.
Well, Terry, you got excellent taste, apparently. Thanks, Terry, every day. That's all we ask. You know, we used to ask about 30% more, but now we just ask 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Yes, we give everybody a break. All you got to do is 2 hours.
If you're not getting all of us in your local market, well, there's a Civic Media app. And we got this new Madison Mad Radio brand. I recommend you listen to us here. That's what all the cool kids are doing. That's the very first one. But you can listen to us all across the network because, Dom, I don't know if we're worldwide, but that dude in Australia thinks we're cool. And so does, I hope, a fine fan in the bottom of the
So you can get on the app and you can pick like which station you want to stream some.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're like WAUK in Waukesha here, you can just click on that and then that would gauge, that'd be that channel, because there's different programming at different times on different stations.
Yeah,
right?
we got a lot of programming in common, but there are a lot of differentiated programs, and we try to bring local content in each market. And don't forget, tomorrow, man, we got the Cripes Cast rolling out at noon all across the network. And also, first time, if you didn't hear, the Gravedigger with our friend Earl Ingram. I got to see a little of it live when they were taping it. It's going to play out tomorrow, 1 o'clock, across the Civic Media Network. That and the Braised in the Wisco, those three shows, all worth a listen. Start at 11, then 12, then 1, and then Devil's Advocates again on Monday. 4 to 6, that's all we ask. 2 hours each day.
The Sean. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Portage County Executive John Pavelski announced that the social media app TikTok is banned on Portage County government devices. This decision comes after Governor Evers banned the app on state-issued devices, and other Wisconsin County executives have started to follow suit. Executive Pavelski stated in part, "The continued use of TikTok is clearly a potential threat to our cybersecurity and will not be allowed on our county devices. There is very little legitimate need for utilizing TikTok professionally by county employees, so banning use from county devices should be virtually painless." Wisconsin election officials are testing voting machines before next week's primary election. A public voting machine test was held in Madison on Saturday to give voters confidence in the system. Wisconsin voters will narrow the field of state Supreme Court candidates to two. Early voting for the primary is open through Sunday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 30. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Jump David from Atlanta, head in the line. I tell you, man, they're listing worldwide. Welcome, David.
Hey,
what
David.
Do you got for us?
Hey, Gertie. Hey, Don. I just called to, you mentioned that you could see that there's people out here with them. Well, I'm actually in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm not in what's-her-name's district.
Good for you.
She's close, though. I think she started in Marietta, and she got kind of booted out with something I was listening to the other day. But she's like near Rome, Georgia. We had the Herschel thing. So I started listening to you guys with WCPT, and then you did this app thing. So yeah, it's groovy. I enjoy the program almost every day.
Dude, I can see you. I see you, man. Not only can I hear you, David, I can like see a blue dot on the map kind of outside Atlanta there.
Well, I'm in a park. I walk here every afternoon. It's beautiful.
You're not the guy in the bottom of the quarry in Red Granite, are you?
No.
I've seen some of those quarries around here. They're too much. But yeah, no, I'm from Detroit, but I've lived down here for 36 years.
I won't hold the Detroit part against you, David.
Oh, man, you're my best friend now, David, from Motown. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, David, what the hell's going on in Georgia, dude? Park. I mean, how does Marjorie Taylor Greene, is it that split up down there? How does she get elected again?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Like, where I live is north of Atlanta. It's close to Kennesaw, Marietta. Very white, totally all Republicans driving these great big huge gigantic pickup trucks, four-wheel drive, and you see a lot of the idiotic flags, and it's bad around here. You just kind of gotta. I mean, there was a guy at the Kroger the other day. He had a F Biden hat, and he wanted reparations from everybody that. Something about Biden on his T-shirt. But, the hat at the Kroger, I said to my wife, I shouldn't have said something to him. Hey, nice hat. I liked his hat just to hear what he had to say. But it's really bad. You just got to lay low and keep your mouth shut. The vast majority of people are Republican.
David.
I mean, most of my neighbors. Go ahead.
Well, I prefer to hear more about your Republican neighbors, but I just want to mention, I know that you're on the north side of Central Park, but I actually prefer Renaissance Park there, just down Linden, and then you take the left.
Weird, man.
That is a little creepy, sort of NSA-like, isn't it, David?
Oh, you can see exactly where I am?
I can. Yes, sir. Well, now that you told me you're at the park, I zoomed in on the park, and I could see you. You're right off Linden Avenue there, sir.
No, it's Town Lake Parkway. You must be over on the other side. Town Lake Parkway, this is a beautiful development, golf courses, nice homes. I've lived here for, I built my house, I've lived here for a long time. It's a beautiful area. My wife's a teacher. She can walk to school. It's nice. Living in Georgia is nice, except for, all the loonies. But, little by little, we're seeing, we got our friend Warnock.
You guys have really stepped up, and I look forward to more of Georgia stepping up. Fonnie Willis, man, district attorney.
Are you in Fulton County? Yeah.
Fulton County. I mean, what are your thoughts there, man? What are people saying?
I don't really talk to many people, but I try not to bring it up amongst people because I don't. I'm an independent contractor, and I can't be get involved. Because occasionally I do slip and say something, and I open up a can of worms. I'm like, oh damn, so I got to back off, and pretend like it's not that bad. Yeah, right. Go out and puke, but it's like, it's crazy. I mean, I have I have very intelligent, very wealthy people that that vote for, obviously, Kemp, because these people are like, what is that one general, what's the thing, one heartbeat away, not heartbeat, what I'm saying? There's a phrase, I can't think of it.
David, let me ask you one quick question. Do you perceive yourself to be really good at what you do? Then let your freak flag fly, baby man. Let the chips fall. If you're good at what you do professionally, you shouldn't have to worry about your personal ideology. And I know that's a thing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going
to speak. I used to work in mortgage banking with a bunch of Republicans, dude, and I was the only blue guy in the office, and I never forgot who I was. You got to be proud of being the only sane one on the block.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a law firm, and somehow they caught wind, and they're like, they were talking about, they start talking about guns and stuff like that, and they knew, obviously my political leanings, and like every time I showed up at this law firm, they'd be, oh yeah, they'd bring something up, and it's indefensible, and it's And it's insulting to somebody that actually, you know, thinks about stuff. You know, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean,
see, David, I didn't factor in that you might actually want to have gainful employment in the future. In the prior advice I gave you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's crazy. But, I mean, it's all good. I mean, I think little by little, you know, because they're so outrageous on the other side, people are like, these guys are ridiculous. I mean, like, what did you see just yesterday or whatever with Boebert and, you know, yelling at the Twitter people? She sounded like a high school kid.
Yeah. You know, Larry the Cable Guy said she sounded like a crazy ex-girlfriend heckling, like the comedian on stage, but like the ex-girlfriend's there. And David, thank you so much for listening to the what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Tell your friends around the Atlanta area. And then you got some cover. Then I don't know which dot is you. You know, don't keep us a secret. Tell people.
Tell your Republican friends, man. We'll take all callers. We'll convert them. We'll help you, David.
We got people listening down in like Gainesville, Florida, all across the Texas. You know, it's wonderful to see all the little dots. We're growing down. We're like a fungus growing across the nation.
That's one way to
We're
look at it.
Spreading.
Pardon me.
Well, I'd like to think good ideas spread.
Well, I mean, sure, the truth helps. Some fun conversation, a little banter here and there. I think that certainly helps. But you know, you got to be of the mindset to want to hear something different. I mean, if you're in your silo and you're the Fox Newsy, and you know you got your money, you got your place, and you got your pad, and you're comfortable, and you don't think about, you know, other people, other things, you know, the empathy maybe isn't there, or the experience isn't necessarily there, you know, you're maybe apt to stay in those lanes. But, you know, sometimes life gives you a jerk, and it pulls you off your lane, and it forces you to see other things. And I think that's a nice thing about it. I mean, if you think you got it all figured out, what's life worth living? You keep on rolling, man. You got to learn new things, experience new things. Travel a bit, man. You start seeing different cultures. Read. You know, what is it? Reading and traveling. It'll cure the racism, right? It'll cure those things. But if you never leave the three-county area and you're married to your second cousin, it's going to be a little tough, I think.
I got family down in Thomasville, Georgia. That's down on the state line, kind of across the border from Gainesville, Panhandle area. Georgia, I'm sure it's lovely. Never been. Well, I've been there.
I used to drive through all the time. You know, had a couple of flights in Atlanta, layovers. When the kids were younger, we used to go to Florida for the spring break, and one time we got stranded with a plane thing. So like, hell with this, and you get little kids in the airport. You know, it was just terrible. So we're like, you know what? Next year we're driving. So for years we would just drive down to Florida. I did it as a kid. I'm a road warrior, so it's not a terrible thing for me. But I always remember like driving. I think it was from Georgia going south on like 75, getting into Florida, and you see this, pardon me, you see this big ass Confederate flag, and it was just, I mean, huge, like you know, the one they got up here at the insurance company up in Sheboygan, you know, a big Confederate flag
in Sheboygan.
Just, no, down in Florida, Northern Florida, and so, you know, that's, you know, obviously very prevalent down there. So, you know, I did see, to bring that up, the guy who, the insurrectionist who walked through the Capitol with the with the Confederate flag, got sentenced to what, 3 years?
3 years,
I believe it was.
Baby.
Yeah, 3 years. Now that guy actually took that Confederate flag and apparently, according to the prosecution, was like jabbing the cops with the pole as a weapon with the Confederate flag. Apparently, he didn't consider, you know, the negative racism connotation that came along with carrying the Confederate flag. I guess he just thought it was like the General Lee, and he was just a rebel.
States' rights guy.
Yeah.
Many good people on both sides.
Not so much.
Speaking of the former president, Dom, of course, you know, this is the big Super Bowl weekend. Maybe it's why I'm feeling a little less political, a little more lighthearted. Although I might be traveling this weekend. We'll see. A little work travel, perhaps. But you know who's doing a little Friday afternoon quarterbacking? Why, it's former President Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he's not attacking the teams about to contest on the field. He's not attacking the Eagles or the Chiefs. He's going after Rihanna, probably because she's black.
Right, and female.
So, you know, two of his favorite things, black female. Here is the headline at The Hill. This one merited coverage at thehill.com. Trump attacks Rihanna ahead of the Super Bowl. Without her stylist, she'd be nothing. Now, more ironic words have never been spoken. This guy, have you seen your, have you looked in the mirror, sir? We talk about the fact he projects, but Rihanna's got real talent. She's got Grammys. Rihanna can sing her ass off. You, President Trump, just have a really bad...
No, remember towards the end of the 2020 election when he was starting to freak out on stage and he started doing his little dances? You might remember that weird Trump dance thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So strange.
Well, it's very similar to every white stepdad you ever saw chaperoning the middle school dance, Dom.
Daddy-daughter dance.
Trump's posting against Rihanna, you know. Trump's post came in response to a post on social media from Rep. Ronnie Jackson. But how the hell did that guy go from being the White House physician to President Barack Obama to declaring, didn't he declare Trump like fittest president ever?
Of all time. Was that him? I don't remember now.
He might have fallen after, you know, but I mean, I thought they called him like Dr. Feelgood at the White House, Dom. And then he got elected as a Republican rep from Texas. But if you're comparing the health profiles of Barack Obama, who I understand, Dom, occasionally sneaks a cigarette, and Donald Trump, come on, man. Come on. Anyways, Rihanna and Trump have clashed before. She won a legal victory over Trump in 18 when her performing rights company, Broadcast Music Incorporated, informed the then president he could no longer use her music at his rallies. So he was just, what, appropriating her music. And she wanted to, well, she just said stop, cease and desist. After a Washington Post reporter tweeted that her music was blaring at a rally in Tallahassee, Rihanna responded, "Not for much longer. Me nor my people would ever be at or around one of those tragic rallies." Wish we could say the same, Dom.
I know you keep dragging me to them. A crudy little flashback. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the presidential physician, gushed about Trump's health during a briefing at the White House, touting the president's good genes, how he did exceedingly well on his cognitive test, and his excellent cardiac health.
Man, woman, camera,
television,
devil's advocates. Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. Dial them up. 844-9.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game. Join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes With features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this gorgeous Friday. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Thomas, I'm checking up on our audience listening to us on the Civic Media app. You know, like a stalky neighbor. Asked you out once, you said no, and he kept peering through his windows every time you left the house. I'm that guy right now, Dom. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about another one of our audience members. So I'm seeing another dot in Wisconsin, unfamiliar place. I'm like, what's up there? Oxford, Wisconsin. Seems quite nice. Wisconsin Highway 82 runs through it, kind of going east-west. And there's a little round lake called Oxford Lake. And about 40 feet, maybe 100 feet from shore, I'm not sure how big Oxford Lake is, there's a dot that would seem to indicate somebody's listening to us in Oxford Lake.
Well, maybe they're doing a little ice fishing, man.
Maybe somebody lost their cell phone down a walleye hole. If you are out ice fishing on Oxford Lake, either call us or text us, please, at 844-967-2789. Make sure you assure our audience you're on the correct side of the ice. I'm a little worried, man. We got a guy in the quarry and red granite and somebody in the lake in Oxford.
We just have very adventuresome listeners, man.
They take us with the Civic Media app.
One more headline, then back to the phones. 844-96-PARTY-CRUDY. Raw Story reporting a January 6th rioter who became famous for posting video footage of himself smoking a joint on the Capitol steps has demonstrated a complete lack of remorse for his actions. Federal prosecutors alleged in a memo asking the court to sentence him to more than 2 months in prison as evidence.
What's the crime? Is it the weed smoking or being on the Capitol steps?
Yeah, he was the rioter. He was one of the rioters. He was charged illegally entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, impeding government business, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, unlawful picketing, and obstruction of Congress. He pled not guilty in April of 21, but accepted a deal. Apparently, they want to do like 2 months. But as their evidence of him showing a complete lack of remorse, Crudy, they cited his Facebook post in the aftermath of the attack. I'm damn proud I was there, the post read. For those of you calling for an investigation, why don't you try investigating these nuts with your chin? So, asking
the
for...
The ever clever these nuts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That sounded... No remorse, Dan. No regrets.
No, I think there's no remorse there.
So what do you what could he be subject to? What could be, you know what I mean? Like if he's not getting the 2 months, you're getting 2 years?
No, I think they're asking for the 2 months. There's apparently a deal going on here, and part of that deal is what, the 2 months? So we'll see. We'll see.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see who's there at 844-967-2789. That guy's still in the lake in Oxford, Dom. Rico from Rock County, man. Stay off the ice.
What's up, Rico?
Oh, yeah. The only ice is in my glass, man.
Yeah. It's the happy hour at Rico's house.
Yeah. Hey, we need I think we need a balloon committee. I think we got to have a balloon. We need a balloon committee. And for once, I kind of agree with CJ. You know what? Biden is brilliant. He not only pulled that brilliant okie doke on him on the Social Security issue, he kind of let a little something slip, CJ. It's 2023. Let's think about 2033. Do you think, just think for a little bit here, CJ, I'm only asking for a few seconds of your time. Do you think electric cars might have figured into that 10-year, and maybe Joe just kind of let that cat out of the bag? Just think about it. That's just food for thought, you know. Something for you to chew on tonight while you're sitting there in the basement, you know. Just wonder if 10 years from now the electric cars don't make a difference. And he did walk the statement back, too, by the way. He did.
It's an observational criticism. I get it. I thought it was perhaps more of a slip. But 10 years, I mean, some of these major auto companies are dedicating themselves that within 10 years they're going to move away from internal combustion engines.
Dom, you missed the point. And at the time, in real time, I'm like, oh, that's a gaffe, Joe. You know, that's not the first Joe Biden gaffe, but don't argue with the Republicans over the viability of the Green New Deal through the concept of 10 more years of oil and petrol production, right? Because I'm like, oh, man, 10 years. Stop arguing that fight. Stop fighting
right?
Well, and then three times he went back to that. He was baiting them, Dom. I didn't see it in real time. But after the fact, in retrospect, by the time they got to the Social Security argument, right, they were ready. They were ready to call Joe Biden a liar. They wanted to call Joe Biden a liar. And then he pulled him in. He already had him in his clutches. And then he all, in unison, made the entire Republican caucus stand up and celebrate his recently found advocacy to never cut Social Security or Medicare. I think it was brilliant, dude. That was
glorious. It was glorious.
That might have been Joe's best. I told you, I got a Republican buddy, very political, who said that was the most strategic thing he has ever seen. Giving Joe Biden a hell of a lot of credit, more than you ever do.
Well, I mean, yes, but good credit goes to Joe Biden, no doubt. But, I mean, look at the people he played. I mean, we were talking about it before. Do you think they're going to be hooting and hollering? I mean, this was a hooting and hollering crowd, man. It wasn't. I don't think as hard as it normally would have been to, you know, pull people into such a game.
I bet they were playing a little three card Monty in the back, Dom. 844-967-2789. Some of the last grievances of the day. Our pal Wisco Paul. He's got a moniker. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Nice show today.
Not a great show, just sort of a fair to middling, mailed it in kind of show.
Nice, you know, nice. It was nice. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was nice.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. Hey, the GOP is never happy. They're never happy about anything. Hey, but I got a quick one. I know you guys talked about it several months ago, but my grievance is against Merrick Garland not taking on the Trump conviction or whatever himself and hiring a special prosecutor to do it. The man's running for president again, for goodness sakes, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know what to do with Merrick Garland.
Hang on now, Paul. Let me talk you off the ledge here. We only got a few seconds left. Come on, man. Jack Smith laying the lumber down. We announced it yesterday. Former Vice President Pence, he's going to be under oath. He's subpoenaed. I mean, that's like the last guy you talk to before you make a decision to potentially indict.
Dominic, the relaunch, like a phoenix from the ashes, outside the pizza box, coming up at 7 o'clock. Originally, right here from WMAD. No, that's not us. WMDX. Mad Radio.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 9.